Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting third. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Joe Keough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Dalcanton. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bruce Dalcanton. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone takes first base on ball four. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnstone. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is out, Patek applying the tag. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Shaw reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shaw scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kirkpatrick moves to third. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 2-0, Royals. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hopkins scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rojas moves to third. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough bunts towards the mound. Bradley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rojas scores. Piniella moves to second. It's 4-0, Royals. Bruce Dalcanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalcanton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt bunts towards the mound. Dalcanton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May bunts in front of the plate. Kirkpatrick fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Schall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Schall reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schall scores. It's 5-0, Royals. Vicente Romo now pitching. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Morales applying the tag. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Vicente Romo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romo takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnstone hits a line drive towards first. Hopkins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-1 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. Lee Richard now playing center field. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Piniella is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keough hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rojas moves to second. Bruce Dalcanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalcanton is 0 for 1 in the game. Dalcanton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romo fields it and throws to third for the out. Keough moves to second. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a pop-up towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis, who is chasing the ball. May reaches third base with a triple. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Schall hits a fly ball into center field. Richard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive towards third. Schall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vicente Romo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Romo hits a line drive towards short. Patek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Richard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Keough chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Rojas. Rojas fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Rojas. Richard moves all the way to home. It's 5-1, Royals. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reichardt strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McKinney moves to third. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive towards the mound. Dal Canton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Keough hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Dal Canton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dal Canton is 0-for-2 in the game. Dal Canton hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-3 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Richard. Patek reaches second base with a double. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Schall takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Patek moves to third. Schall moves to second. Terry Forster now pitching. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Terry Forster. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Hershberger moves to second. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Richard hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Keeley now pitching. Mike Hershberger now playing center field. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeley fields it and throws to first for the out. Hopkins moves to second. 1 out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Keough hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw juggles the ball. That's an error on Shaw. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Reichardt reaches second base with a double. McKinney moves to third. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. 2 outs. Tom Egan pinch hits for Ed Hermann. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Egan now catching. Tom Bergmeier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergmeier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bergmeier moves to second. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Patek bunts towards the mound. Keeley fields it and throws to first for the out. Bergmeier moves to third. 1 out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeley fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Otis reaches second base with a double. Bergmeier scores. It's 6-1, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kirkpatrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 3 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 4 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hershberger moves to second. Mike Andrews pinch hits for Steve Keeley. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews strikes out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.